Thought we'd catch up with Russell Kelly from Corporate Affairs Tasmania to explain what the difference between fibre to the node and fibre to the premises is. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, Andrew, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you for coming along. Now, the NBN, what is it?
Well, the NBN is a federal government project to connect every home and premises and business in Australia to faster broadband than what currently is available. So,
okay.
It's rolling out across every state, and the plan is to connect 8 million premises by 2020. And Tasmania was the first state to start, and we're going to be the first state to finish. We're about 60% through, as you say, and everywhere else in the state is being either rolled out at the moment or is in active planning.
Okay, why do we need it, do you think, Russell?
Well, I think that what we're hearing from everyday conversations with Australians and Tasmanians is that the internet's now a part of normal life. You need it to contact friends and family. You need it for education. Businesses need it. Their customers expect it. So tourism industry is now finding that, you know, whenever tourists arrive, they want to have fast internet so they can take photos and Facebook their friends, and also the businesses need it for secure banking. And also there's lots and lots of job opportunities that come from the new industries that are available there for use of faster internet. So it is something that's changing many areas of life.
So what you're saying, the current internet system that we have in place isn't sufficient, or moving forward won't be?
That's right, and I think that's pretty universally understood that across Australia, old internet systems are just not sufficient to be able to provide the opportunities that people are now calling out for. That's right, and so the federal government has instigated the National Broadband Network, which is 100% federal government-owned, and it's being rolled out at the moment. That's correct.
Can you briefly explain the difference between fibre to the node and fibre to the premises?
Well, they're our fibre optic internet technologies that is being used across Australia. They both use fibre optic cables,
right?
To some extent in the rollout. So there's a lot of history here, of course. Fibre to the premises, which listeners would be aware of, is very much a technology that was the hallmark of the previous government, and it is now no longer being rolled out in any new areas in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
The present federal government has a policy of preferring fibre to the node, which is a quicker rollout.
Right.
It's cheaper for taxpayers and also provides speeds that are similar to fibre to the premises. So it is the one that's now being rolled out across Australia, and fibre to the premises has basically been finished, and fibre to the node is what's being done in urban areas. And it is also what is being planned for the West Coast, for Queenstown, Zeehan, Rosebery, and there'll be a fixed wireless solution for Strawn.
All right, so how does it work, like, with your connection to the house? How does the fibre optic cables get into the house?
Well, what happens with fibre to the node, which is the relevant one for the West Coast, is that the internet signal comes to each neighbourhood, to the node, and then it hooks up to the existing copper wire, which then travels the last few metres, either tens of metres or a couple of hundred metres, into each person's house. And this is being rolled out across Australia right now. It's already been switched on in parts of Tasmania. So Devonport, Central Devonport recently had its first switched on ready for service for fibre to the node. Howrah and Tranmere in the south, Dodgers Ferry, Brighton in Hobart, Ulverston and Burnie and Latrobe. There's many, many places in Tasmania that will be getting fibre to the node. Evandale's already switched on. There's another.
Mm-hmm.
How it works for householders is it's actually a lot quicker and more convenient. With fibre to the premises, what would happen is that you have to basically run a fibre optic cable from the exchange along the street and then into each person's house, and this can be very This can be very intrusive. You have to sometimes dig up people's front yard. You have to put cables through people's walls. You have to put a box on the outside of their house and another box on the inside of their house. This requires multiple visits by a technician to that house and inconvenience to the householder. This is the feedback we've been getting from people who have already received fibre to the premises. So while there's an upside to fibre to the premises, there's also a lot of inconvenience for people as well.
Yeah.
With fibre to the node, what the NBN does is put the node in the neighbourhood and then jumpers that across to the existing telephone line. Pretty well universally every house has a telephone line.
Yep.
And then you switch the node on and the entire neighbourhood will light up like a row of Christmas trees, Christmas tree lights, and people can pretty well jump on the internet straight away once they place an order. So it's a much quicker way of rolling out faster internet to a neighbourhood. It saves taxpayers money because there's a lot less contact required, a lot less organisation of installers, a lot less chances of missed installs or of people having their property damaged that needs to be repaired. So that's the policy decision to go for that fibre to the node way of rolling out the NBN in communities from now on.
Okay, 60% done. When do we expect the completion of the rollout, Russell?
Yes, so in Tasmania, the rollout is expected to be completed by the middle of 2018.
Okay.
We're on track to achieve that. Tasmania is way ahead of the other states. Most of the other states are back at 20% finished. That's a real advantage. That's a real advantage for Tasmania because we'll look at how Launceston recently went 100% ready for service. So that city is finished. You know, 3 years ahead of, say, parts of central Brisbane or Melbourne or Sydney, and that's a great advantage for Launceston. Hobart's getting up at about 90% finished. The northwest coast has an extensive coverage of fixed wireless, and now we're moving to the urban areas along the northwest coast. So there is an opportunity there for Tasmanians to move towards thinking about how to use faster internet and what opportunities there are in education and business.
Well, that's been very interesting. We thank you very much for the update. Russell Kelly, Corporate Affairs, Tasmania.
No worries. Thanks for your time.